This is a Southeast Leather Fest extravaganza from the Kinky Cast.
This is LD Beast here at the Kinky Cast. We're at SELF in Atlanta, Georgia, and I have Rigger Ted here with me. Hello, Ted.
Hey, LD. How's it going?
I'm good. Ted, how many years have you been coming to SELF now?
This is actually my first year.
And?
It is absolutely amazing. I love it.
What experience do you have with other events that you've attended?
This is actually my first event.
Oh, we have a cherry here.
Yes, a full cherry.
And your partner, I believe, probably prompted you a bit.
Actually, no, this was my idea. I wanted to come down here.
Oh, cool. So how long have you been in the community?
I've been in the lifestyle about 6 years.
6 years. And where are you from?
I actually grew up in East Central Wisconsin and then moved down to North Carolina about 7-8 months ago.
Oh, so you got away from the snow.
I got way away from the snow and cold.
And what was the winter like in Wisconsin this year?
Last winter, there was a week of 45 below and 3.5-4 feet of snow.
And now you're in the mountains, you said?
I'm in the mountains, yeah.
Yeah, so you didn't totally escape the snow.
It's more of a dusting.
But now we're in Atlanta, and we got the heat wave and all of that. What are you getting into at this event this weekend?
I'm taking the Eric Pride and 3-hour Master Slave Intensive later today in a Hojo Jutsu class at 11:30.
Hojo Jutsu.
That's a martial art using rope.
Okay. So it is actual martial arts.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Some of these class titles sometimes confuse me. They make you think. And what's your specialty? Rigger Ted, I have my suspicions.
Yeah, rumor has it I'm a rope guy, which actually that's a well-founded rumor.
It's well-founded rumor.
Well-founded, yes.
So natural fibers, of course. And which variety do you prefer?
I actually, with me, I brought several hundred feet of hemp and several hundred feet of jute.
So do you have a preference?
I actually prefer hemp.
All right, because I know our rope people out there have raging debates on which is better.
And honestly, it's about 6 to 1/2 dozen of the other. They're both very, very good.
And you're speaking to a man that still uses nylon and poly.
Ew.
I know. I just sent people cringing out there.
Actually, I use a lot of synthetic fibers myself. I used to teach classes up in Wisconsin, and I've actually taught a few in North Carolina now. And a lot of people are allergic to natural fibers, grasses, so I use synthetics when I teach my classes. So it's hypoallergenic.
Hypoallergenic rope.
Yes.
We are so politically correct now, aren't we? So do you do floor work, suspensions?
I do floor work, down and dirty, tie up, do what I need to get done, shibari art, erotic macrame, suspension.
For some of our less schooled listeners, floor work and bondage, because we see so much of the suspension.
Right.
What's the floor work?
Floor work is using the rope to immobilize the person either on the floor, bed, to an object, St. Andrew's cross, spanking bench, what have you.
And this is also sometimes artistic as well as practical?
Very much so, yes.
What would be some of the artistic floor work?
Tying in a shrimp tie.
A shrimp tie. Give us a visual.
It's like a hog tie, but tighter.
Tight. Okay, a tight hog tie.
Yeah, you're bending the person backwards a lot more aggressively. Weaving the ropes nicely, placing the knots and the bends in a pleasing way.
Pleasing manner.
Yes.
So you're not teaching this weekend.
No.
You're purely enjoying.
I'm down here on vacation to have a lot of fun.
Well, we are coming from Saturday morning. Were you at the contest last night?
Yes, I was.
What struck you about the contest?
It was interesting. I actually felt sorry for the contestants because it looked like they were all about to pass out. They looked terrified.
It is a stressful moment, isn't it? But I found the sense of unity and camaraderie in the room was just amazing.
Yes, it was definitely a family-type atmosphere. I mean, everybody seems to be very accepted. Doesn't matter what you're into, what you want, what you like. Everybody is very accepting and open in this group.
In that very first opening scene, that was rather over the top, wasn't it?
That was unexpected.
That was unexpected.
Very much so.
Can you give us a little bit about what the openings?
I was there and I watched it, and I'm not exactly sure what exactly happened. I know it was a dance. It was a strip tease of some sort.
but I was thinking when the ponies brought out our Karen Ultra.
That was amazing.
Yes.
Utterly amazing.
We delivered the MC Karen Ultra in a pony cart pulled by two lovely human equines.
Yes.
And she had an escort of two more.
Yes.
Including a fantastic black mare.
Yes.
Or stallion, I'm not sure which.
Beautiful, beautiful beast.
Anything you would like to share with us, Ted?
I mean, if you get a chance, come on down to South next year. It's going to be their 20th anniversary, and it should be an absolute blowout.
Catherine does know how to throw a party, doesn't she?
From what I've seen so far, yes, she does.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Ted. I hope you enjoy the rest of your weekend.
And you too.
To hear more of the Southeast Leather Fest Extravaganza, click on your back button. Thank you.